Blog Talk Radio.
Voice you just heard was today's guest, a singer-songwriter, actress, a screenwriter, and I could go on. Anna Roberts is with us today. She's most notable for playing Jen on the hit web series Destroy the Alpha Gammas. Aside from being an actor, though, Anna is an accomplished recording artist whose first album is due to a drop soon. And she sits down with us for a few minutes to chat about her music career, a new album, and as always, I'll ask some fun, kind of quirky questions to let you guys get to know her as a person. I've been so looking forward to this one. And I believe she's on, so let's bring her on. What do you say, Emma?
All right.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Is this Anna?
Yes, this is Anna.
Hey,
hi.
How are you? This is Cody.
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And I have my co-host Emily on with me, too. So.
Hi.
I appreciate you taking the time to do this today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
We've had this set up since before Thanksgiving, I think, and I'm so glad it's finally happening.
Yeah, same.
How has your week been so far?
It's been awesome. We did the music video for Guilty this last
mm-hmm.
weekend, and it was so much fun. And I'm a little
yeah.
bit exhausted, but in a very good way.
I understand that. And let me
yeah.
just say, Guilty has become one of my new favorite songs.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
You know,
yeah,
and,
I definitely love that one.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
And I saw a few pictures you posted on Instagram, and to me the song has sort of like a 1920s lounge singer feel to it. Is it kind of how the music video is going?
Yes, it is. The music video is set in like the 40s, although we
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, budget-wise took a little bit of liberty with the time period in regard to like the car and whatnot, just because it's really hard to stay completely consistent without a huge,
right.
huge budget. But
mm-hmm.
it was a lot of fun just doing like the old time feel and like the vintage.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and the makeup artist Dio and Hair Jenna by Jenna was so, they were so talented, and it was
mm-hmm.
a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is your whole album based off of like an older time period music, or is it all a variety of different things?
It's a variety, although, like, I tend to, like, my instinct is to go toward old-timey just because that's the music that I listen to. But
mm-hmm.
I'm doing a song right now. I'm actually on the way to the recording studio to do a song with Ali Schultz, and that's much more modern. And it's more, yeah, it's, like kind of like a funky, like, hip-hop beat to it. And I'm doing another song that's more commercial with this other artist, Julia Price and Brigitte Santos. So I think, like, when I collaborate with other people, it's fun to, like, we all bring what we have to the table. And it, so
yeah, and it provides, like, a mix of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the same as with, like, working with different producers. But my main producer is Aaron Dudley, and he's fantastic. And he works at Rock Mafia and is used to doing, like, pop stuff. So this is actually exciting for him because he is getting the chance to kind of venture off from more of the commercial and do, like, and you know, I don't know. I think it's liberating to kind of do something different.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge music fan myself. And when I first reached out to you back in November, I got to be honest, you're helping me check something off of my bucket list here. I've always wanted
to
kind of,
awesome.
I picked the brain of a singer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm very glad that I'm that singer.
Well, and I'll tell you a quick story for the folks that are listening. How I got to quote-unquote know Anna was through the web series Destroy the Alpha Gammas. And Anna, I don't know if you know this, but I actually had Aaliyah McKendrick on back in October. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, And I just fell in love with the show, and I kind of thought, you know, I want to see if I can bring some of the actors on, because I know all of you are just super talented.
Thank you.
Just absolutely just incredibly talented. So I thought, why not bring some of the actors on, and there we go.
Yeah, well,
and
that whole show was full of talented actors. Yeah, I'm sure anyone
mm-hmm.
that you brought on from there would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, I just fell in love with the show, and it was just, you know. So, but I did want to ask a few kind of fun, quirky questions to let the listeners get to know you better as a person, if it's okay with you.
Awesome.
When were you first bit by this whole entertainment acting bug kind of thing?
Oh, well, it's weird. I think it was when I was very young. I mean, I remember there was a home video of me doing the chicken dance for the mall. And I don't know, from there, I got really into it. Our family lived in Singapore when I was in second grade. And my best friend, Lisa Collins, and I used to put on shows for our complex, and we would charge all of our neighbors like $1 to get in. And we would do just like dance shows. And then I got really into acting when I moved to Indonesia. It was kind of like moving a lot. You kind of figure out like what's the way to make friends in a really quick way. And in Indonesia, the theater scene was very big. And so I got really involved in it there. And then a girl that I really looked up to went off to boarding school for theater, and I was like, I want to do that. And so we moved to Beijing, and the theater program wasn't that great there. And so I asked my parents, and they sent me off to Interlochen Arts Academy. And actually, the girl that I'm going to record with today is a friend of mine from that boarding school.
Yeah.
And so it was a really awesome place to get to go to school and just, like, be surrounded by creativity. I mean, like, walking to your classes, you hear orchestras playing. And, like, on the weekends, we would go to coffee shops, and it was just filled to the brim with talent. So it was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, you've lived in, like, a ton of places. Like, what was your favorite of all the different places that you've lived? Because on your website, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, I think that my favorite would be Indonesia. And I think that's partly due to the fact that I was there for the longest amount of time, for 4 years. Actually, now L.A. is the longest time, but when I was growing up, it was the longest stint that my family had lived in a place. And also just the friends that I had who were there, and the people there are so nice. I don't know, I think it has a lot to do with people and shaping the environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I touch on this a little bit, but how cool was it to live in those different places?
I would feel so lucky to have had that experience. There were moments when it was challenging just for the fact that, you know, like with everything in life, there's benefits and burdens. So, you know, my sister actually, she had the option of us living in Wyoming or living with us, and she chose Wyoming, and I understand that because, you know, she can have, you know, the same friends to grow up with in the same town. You know, for us, I have childhood friends, but I don't have a place where I can go home and have friends that I grew up with, you know. But on the other hand, I do have friends all over the world. So if I'm traveling, I can, like, easily call someone up and be like, hey, would you show me around, like, this town where you're living now? And it's pretty cool. And also the experience and the culture that comes with living in these places is something that I wouldn't trade for the world. So.
Right. Awesome. Now, my next question, I have to ask this because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me.
Okay.
So, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I go back and forth on this one because I like to think that everything does happen for a reason. And, you know, like, actually, I wasn't doing music until Destroy the Alpha Gammas. I was focusing on theater. But when I originally auditioned to get into Interlochen, I auditioned for the musical theater program. And then I got there, and I was very intimidated by all the talent, and I didn't feel like I could compete. And, you know, now I look at the word competition, and I see that it's not the most important thing. But at that time, I was, like, thinking, okay, well, if I can't compete in this, then I'm going to do Shakespeare. You know, I'm going to find something that I can compete in, and I feel like I don't regret that I stopped doing music, but I feel like I could be further along, like, you know, my vocal skills, just, like, technically. There's certain things, but at the same time, I'm like, well, if I had done musical theater, then maybe I wouldn't have had the other life experiences that I wouldn't want to trade.
Yeah.
And the things that I have to write about, I feel like I'm a stronger writer than I would be a singer. Like, I wouldn't, like, go in for studios singing. I like to sing my own stuff. And that comes from the experience.
Now, I checked out both of your songs that you sent me, A Battle Cry and Guilty, on SoundCloud. And you and you said you write your own lyrics. Where did those songs come from, if you can say?
I like to keep a little bit of mystery. Just an, just so that I can also for like my privacy, but also so that people can like have it resonate with them. But I think it also is because it changes so much. Like when I wrote the song Guilty, it meant one thing, and when I sang it in the studio, it maybe meant something different to me depending on where I was in my life.
Right, I understand that.
But Battle Cry is very, I can tell you about Battle Cry. Battle Cry was very much about me realizing the part that I played in being a victim in certain relationships. So it's like the bully and the victim, but like where in life do you, like, do you choose to be a victim? And I was, in my life, I was choosing to be a victim with a certain friend. And I stopped and I realized that both of my actions in that relationship and hers were both like stemming from fear. And so I was like trying to get to the root of it, to not blame any like one person. It's like, you can't really do that in life, you know. Perfect is what is, not what you expect it to be. So like figure out why you're in the situation you're in and how it's serving you. But so it was a really positive experience writing that. That's why I love writing too. It's like you go, as you write a song, you realize so much about yourself.
For me, and I'm a writer myself. For me, a writing is very cathartic, you know?
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
It's just one of those things that you can get all your emotions out on paper. And you can't. And I don't hold anything back when I write. So that's my escape.
Definitely, Cody. I mean, like, you know, you don't realize it's something that you enjoy so much until you do it, and you feel so much better after you've done it, and then you're like,
absolutely,
wow, this is something I could really do a lot.
Exactly. I love that.
You know, I know you said you were working on more of the album. Do we have a date where it could possibly drop, or is that still being in the works right now?
Well, I think that I'm going to be releasing more singles as opposed to an album, because I like to also come, I'm doing music videos for them. So the music video for Guilty is going to come out April 11th. And then my plan and my goal is to release a new music video every month. And, you know, the quality, like, the production of that will, like, vary. Like, 1 month it might be filming on a balcony as opposed to, like, a full-fledged story production, because that takes a lot of effort and a lot of time and money. I have about 5 other songs that are currently in production right now, and hopefully I'll be releasing them shortly after the music videos for Guilty and Battle Cry are released.
And speaking personally here, I'm a huge fan of yours, you know that. And I have a ton of respect for you and what you do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I have a ton of respect for it. And personally speaking, I'll continue to promote anything you do, you know. So.
Thank you.
Like about Guilty, and I'll buy a Battle Cry on iTunes too. I'm a big fan of the independent music genre. So
I
like it too. It's unique. You know, nothing's the same. Mm-hmm. Nothing sounds the same. Everybody has their own different sound and their different, you know, music type and. It's awesome, actually, because it's so different and diverse.
There's a lot of freedom and a lot of independence that comes with, like, personal independence that comes with it, too.
I've said this to you, actually, Anna. Your voice, to me, sounds like a mix between Jewel and Avril Lavigne.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you know, the first concert I went to was Jewel.
Awesome.
When I was in fourth grade, in Singapore. Wait. My dad took me to the concert, and, well, my whole family went, but my dad ran down to the front of the stage with me and my friend Lisa Collins, who was the girl that I did the concerts with and charged people $1 to get into, And we ran down, and the drummer gave me and my friend Lisa each a drumstick.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a really cool
that's
experience.
That's pretty cool. I do have my own little a concert story for you. I was at a Kenny Chesney concert once. This is a country guy. And and I was in the front row. And during one of my favorite songs or whatever, you know, I was actually air guitaring the solo, and the a guitarist who's not 15 feet away from me, that looks at me and nods his head like, there we go.
Yeah.
It was one of the coolest moments probably ever.
That sounds awesome.
Oh.
I love that.
You have any questions for her, Emily?
Well, I wanted to know, like, who are your personal musical influences? Because you sound like Jewel and Avril Lavigne a little bit, but who are some of the things, who are some of the people that you listen to and who you look up to?
I really love Regina Spektor, and my friends and I listen to her all the time at Interlaken, and I love Fiona Apple. I love Fiona Apple's depth and, like, her honesty in songs, and I really try to do that same thing with my music. And I listen to, like, Nora Jones and Ingrid Michaelson. I love a lot of different artists, but I feel like those are the ones that really... And Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, they all have amazing voices.
Oh, Louis Prima. I'm obsessed with Louis Prima. He's the guy who did, like, the Jungle Book soundtrack. He has the smile, like, Smile, 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 and Angelina, and, like, No, We Don't Cry. I don't know how to see the title of the song. It's like, No, We Ain't Got No Bananas. he's funny and quirky, and I love his attitude when he performs and when he sings.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely look him up now.
Yeah, he's great. He has the song in the Jungle Book when it's, like, You'll look it up and you'll hear, because I'm not going to butcher it right now.
Okay. Let me see if I have anything else for you. Oh, besides singing and acting, what are some of your other passions outside the industry?
Well, I love to hike and I love to read and. I'm getting into meditation and yoga. I would like to practice it more. And honestly, my life has been so, this past year, it's been so involved in music. I haven't had much time to go outside, but when I do, I love to travel and explore new cities. That's still, like, a big part of my life. I don't think I'll ever get rid of that restless energy and the desire to continually be moving and experiencing new horizons. So.
Yeah. I think this is probably I think this is probably the last question I have for you. Emily might have one or two more, but away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, when you're back with your family, what's the real Anna Roberts like?
Well, when I get together with my family, our competitive sides come out in board games. And like, we will sit at our cabin in Wyoming and play board games for 8 hours straight. And there will be like temper tantrums thrown, and and a lot of laughs and a lot of really good times. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any more stuff for her, Emily?
I just wanted to know one more question, because you said you love to read, and so do I. Who are some of your favorite authors or your favorite books?
I've been reading a lot of, like, The Brain That Changes Itself and Blink, like Malcolm Gladwell books, and a lot of self-help books. And I just got the book from my friend, Return to Love by Marianne Williams. And I had a brain injury like 3 years ago, and so I'm very interested in reading about the brain and discovering, like, how powerful it truly is.
Mm.
But yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I love reading plays too.
Oh yeah, I love reading plays and
yeah.
Shakespeare and everything like that.
Mhm. Well.
Yeah.
I think that about does it. I don't want to keep you because I know you've got to be somewhere in a few minutes. I don't want to keep you, but
yeah.
I wanted to just thank you again for taking about 25 minutes out of your day to come on and chat with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And I've had fun.
And again, I'll be promoting anything you do. I'll get the word out there about your music, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Anna.
Nice to meet your voice.
Nice to meet your voice, too.
All right, thanks, Anna.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
Well, did you enjoy that, Emily?
Yeah, that was fun. And I definitely enjoy her music.
Anna's a doll, isn't she?
Yeah, I didn't know about her until you introduced me to her music, and so now I'm very glad that you did that.
Yeah. And like I told her, any star that I have on the show, I feel like if they can take 25-30 minutes of their day to come on and chat with us, I feel like it's sort of a duty that we have to promote these guys, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're so willing to, like, chat and open up to us, and so,
absolutely.
You know, we got to return the favor and buy their music or whatever, watch what they're on, everything like that.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think I'm
going
to...
We have, like, 2 more minutes before we're forcibly removed from Blog Talk.
That's fine. Are you ready for our discussion show tomorrow?
Yes, I'm very excited. A lot has happened this week that we need to discuss.
Yes,
so
it has.
I'm not going to spoil
any of it here. But you'll just have to tune in tomorrow night, listeners.
Yeah, everybody catch up on the show and come talk to us tomorrow night. So
absolutely. I think I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to wrap up here, and I'll be... I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Talk to you tomorrow night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our super fun interview with Anna Roberts. And the quote, unofficial debut of my brand new co-host. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show here, but not before we tell you about a new Friday discussion show about General Hospital. It will be every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 3 p.m. for you West Coasters. We chat everything GH of that week. We take callers, we hear opinions, et cetera, et cetera. And time's running out on me, so I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.